This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it. It is 7 minutes after 3 p.m. on a Wednesday. That does mean it's the Capital Wrap-Up. I started the show with that brand new KO that's called Corruption. A lot of mixed feelings about it. I, in fact, myself wasn't too sure about it. But after just bumping it right now and just vibing out to it in the studio, I think I like it a bit more than I did when I last heard it. So it might be one of those joints that need to, you know, grow on you, man. But you know, I'm not flying solo. I got the homies out here. Montana, what up?
What up, fam?
Are you good?
I'm living. You know, I enjoyed that track. It actually goes in.
Yeah.
And that's my first time hearing it.
Yeah? Because you don't ever listen to hip-hop music. But anyway, go on.
Go on. I know, it goes in. I listen to a lot of hip-hop. Too much, actually.
Okay. Why you feel like... I feel like...
Damn you.
You're hella defensive right now, man.
You're putting me on blast on it.
Cat, what up, old school?
What up, though? What up? You know, for what? You know, the one person that keeps regulating me about my greeting.
Yeah.
Finally, she's in the studio.
Oh, yeah?
The mother of the Capital Wrap-Up.
Miss India herself.
Miss India. She came all the way.
From India.
How we doing the Capital Wrap-Up?
You know what I'm saying? We're international. You know what I'm saying? You heard me?
Oh, man.
Came all the way from India. Can you imagine the FOMO? Like,
that's
how crazy it is.
She's actually our guest for this week. We are hanging out with Chi-Chi. Chi-Chi, say what up.
What up, Kev?
Are you good?
I don't know about these other two goons, but what up,
Chi?
And these other two.
I feel like I'm that nigga, though. I really feel like I'm that nigga.
Kat can't even say anything. I'm not even trying to talk to Kat at all. He's all the way left.
Chi.
Kat, you said... women are trash or something, and teach you.
No, I didn't say they were trash.
What did you
say?
He said
the worst he could do is end up with a Tswana woman, but he said he parked them up in my damn mentions.
In your mentions, not in your DMs.
That's
because
he couldn't make it in, homeboy. Don't ask.
Oh, he ain't got the follow back?
Wait, whoa.
He ain't got the follow back.
Whoa.
We can put both our Twitters.
Whoa. Oh, for real?
Go ahead.
He ain't get the follow back.
Yeah, it's lit.
Trust me, yo.
Security.
yo, we still got an hour to, you know, to iron out our differences.
Yeah. We won't do that.
Yo, man, let's jump straight into the new music front, man. On the new music front, .com did announce a couple of weeks ago that he is working on an EP. He has announced the name. The name is called Love and Liquor. And he has announced that it will come out next week, Wednesday, on the 27th of July.
Looking forward to that.
Yes, so am I, man. Yeah. I'm assuming the whole Love and Liquor is, you know, the hard, you know, the rapper, so to speak, the rapper.com versus the R&B.com, you know.
So I think it's going to be like a trap soul.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm very curious to hear what, you know, he comes up with. Old school.
What, you expect me to be like, nah?
Honestly,
.com's my nigga. I've been knowing him for a while. Like, you know what I mean? Since his dancing days.
Yo, what up, boy? Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, boy. Nice to see you, my boy.
So, boy, you know how niggas are, boy.
Yo, I know, boy. It's
niggas are cool, boy.
Niggas are cool now, you know?
Say, let's get in the suit. Niggas don't want to get in the suit.
I'm glad you're still keeping 100, my boy.
Oh, my God.
Imitating the homie. Come on, man.
My nigga Dot. You know what I mean? Yeah, but, like, I really want to hear it, you know?
Azish. So make sure you look out for that. That drops next week, Wednesday. We will drop a joint, as you know, a little something on the show next week.
We stay exclusive.
Come on, you know. True, we done. Tell us.
Wait, we didn't hear what Chi-Chi thinks.
Oh my gosh. I don't really enjoy .com as a rapper. Okay. So I would rather hear him like in the whole R&B artist.
Do you enjoy him when he sings?
Yes, I prefer it better.
Yeah.
When he sings, so I'm more interested in hearing all the tracks where he's singing.
Yeah.
All the tracks that I've heard where he was rapping, it just didn't work for me.
Okay. All right. Dot my G, you heard that? You know, that's the first lady of the show. So watch out. Trudy Donatello put out two brand new joints this week.
Oh snap!
Ked, what does that mean? Why are you?
Trudy.
Yeah.
Trudy.
Yeah.
Guys, you can't deny that boy.
Have you heard the joint?
Oh, for fuck's sakes, dog.
Have you heard the joint?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're insane, guys.
I heard the one.
Get that shit, guys.
I'm not
Truly Tuesdays is a real thing. Trust me and believe me.
Oh, so is he putting out a joint every Tuesday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no way. My God.
This nigga getting paid or some shit.
Dog, yeah. Like last night, right? I was within my feels and shit, right?
Aren't you always?
And then, like, I saw some shit on Twitter, like, yo, Truly Tuesdays. I'm like, what the fuck is a Truly Tuesday?
Yeah.
You know? So, I go download. He has this track called, what's this called? Eric Thomas Situation or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, guys, that boy is flowing and going and going and so going so far in.
Yeah. Shit. I actually prefer, because I see he put out two new joints. He's put out that one, and he's also put out the Bernie Mac music.
Yeah, Bernie Mac music. I need to listen to that today.
That I fuck with. Yeah.
I need to listen to that.
Okay. I heard that one. I'm quite shocked that he released a song like that.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect that from Chewy. It was like, it's like a
pleasant surprise?
Yeah, yeah. Pleasant surprise. Actually.
Make sure you look out for that, man.
I think as a South African rap community, we're sleeping on so many artists.
So many others.
sorry, I was drinking water.
Yo, Mike Tyson. Hey, yo, cat.
I'll eat your children. No, but yo, I think we're sleeping on a lot of artists, and one of them is Truly.
Okay, so tell us more. Truly Tuesdays. How does it work? Every Tuesday he puts out a song on his Twitter, on his website?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, cool, sharp. Okay. So, yeah, follow Truly at Truly Donatello, and yeah, check out his new music, man, every Tuesday. Yeah. P.O., Cap City, Rap City representer, is also putting out a brand new song called This Can't Be Life. And speaking on what you were literally just saying now, like there's a whole lot of guys that are underrated and slept on, and I think P.O. is one of those guys as well. This guy seriously raps his ass off, man. So make sure you check that out. Another joint, brand new joint, that we were just speaking about off air is the brand new DJ Kago, featuring Dream Team and Tribal, called Checks. I kind of like the joint. The only thing that I don't really like is the hook. I just think it could have been polished better. But apart from that, I think it's a dope song. It's got a good vibe about it. I think it'll do well in the club.
Shout out to Kago.
Yeah, shout out to Kago, man. It's his first single, man.
Honestly speaking, I think it's dope.
Yeah.
But I think I'm trapped out.
Yeah, you just wish it was...
I'm trapped out, like...
You're
right,
it's just too much.
Kyle, the new sound
for
me. No, I'm talking about the genre as a whole.
Esco,
I'm not talking
and
about
just dropped a new tape. But yeah, like, I'm fucking with
to
it.
To be fair, it's like, no. But to be fair, even though you trapped out, it's a new sound for Dream Team to go
I'm
into.
I'm not saying that they must stop it. I'm just saying I'm trapped
personally.
Out.
Personally.
I'm not saying stop listening to it.
But you know what sucks about that opinion? Is 2 weeks from now you're gonna hear a trap song and you're
gonna
spaz the fuck out.
Exactly.
Probably.
So for you to go into it with the mentality, exactly.
I said right now, guys. Did I not say right now?
But that's what I'm saying.
Did I not say right now?
Cap, is that my cap?
Are you mad? Never.
Guys,
why would I take
cap?
Why would I take your cap?
Turn the cap around.
Nigga.
Dog, this guy's wearing my cap.
No, not your fucking cap.
Anyway,
believe me when I tell you this. Stop trying to hustle a fucking cap on air, nigga.
Right.
Still on the new music front, Saudi, one of Ambitious Entertainment's latest signings, has put out his first solo video called There She Go,
who?
Featuring Aries Saudi.
Oh.
I just checked the video out. Ish, guys, Aries is done. His verse.
I got a question though.
Yeah, what else?
Say something.
I just feel like they keep signing artists and then they give you one single, one video, and then they move on to the next artist. I don't think they're spending time on the artists they have in the label. So I just want to know, like,
Can I rebuttal that?
Mm-hmm.
Can I rebuttal that? I think as a stable, they're trying to spread their artists so far across the genre so that people don't necessarily have a mindset that one artist is getting more publicity than the next.
Or
you
one
know
guy's
what I mean?
The star.
Yeah, like, you know
so
what I mean?
So you don't get
like,
bored of one guy.
You don't get bored of one guy.
But they don't go back to the first person that
How
they
many
first gave
MT and Fifi Cooper tracks have you heard, bruh?
You asking the wrong
many
person right now.
Oh, yeah.
You're asking the wrong person
India.
About... Like,
okay, I guess...
Not
okay.
that I wasn't...
When was the last time you heard Punjabi MC or something? You know what I mean?
First of all, there's no rap scene in India, to be honest. But I kept... like on track
with
what's happening at home. And what I'm saying is I just feel like they take on so many artists and then they keep they're not cultivating them. Well, fine, release a single, the same thing you always complain about, that artists aren't putting in work, they aren't putting enough tracks out. They put out one single, then what? Now we've got we know the stable. We don't know the artist. We only know one single per artist, and each week there's a new one.
So you just wish they would put out more artists from
even if
I
put
mean,
out more
singles
tracks.
From artists.
Yeah, put out music. Like yeah. You can't have one single from an artist that you signed, the very first artist that you signed, but you're on artist number 15. And we haven't still heard an album or a mixtape from artist number one.
But at the same
I hear what you're saying because, you know, out of the stable, it is only MT and Fifi Cooper who have albums out.
Exactly.
But I know there's an Aries album on the way.
Yes.
I know Sjava, one of the new signings, is putting out an album. I think it's next week. So the albums are coming. I think it's just a time thing.
Time thing.
We need to remember that Ambitious only opened up shop last year.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So they are still finding their feet. They are still, you know, doing their thing. But, yeah, man.
Raise
a
valid
point. You know, the India effect, mass production, let on the mass production. That's the problem.
All right, DJ Slick.
I cannot
answer right now. DJ Slick put out his brand new video for Mercy. That came out on Friday last week. I had a look at it.
Sure.
I think it's quite a dope video, man. The shot that I love the most is when Questa's performing in front of the big South African flag, man. I think it's so clean.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Tuli Stark actually released his unreleased verse as well.
I actually think we should play that right now.
Let's finish up with the news.
Yeah, yeah. No. Just while we're on this topic, right? So basically what happened with the song, Tuli Stark, an upcoming rapper that we've had on the show a couple of times, he was actually supposed to be on the song Mercy, and he released his own version of the song, basically the song before it was the song as we know it. He put that out, so I'm literally just going to play his verse so you guys can get a feel for it. I think it's pretty dope, but yeah, interact with us, let us know what you think. This is Tuli Stark, No Mercy.
Monday.
Really? Yeah, those sound effects were not supposed to sound like that. I need to get new gun shots.
I was like, what?
I'll admit I fucked up.
That wasn't
war
a
Mac right
10.
Now.
That wasn't a Mac 10. That was a 22.
I need new gunshots.
I think after hearing that, I feel like what after Tuli's Twitter on saying that he had the best verse on the song, I feel like there was an overshot on his part.
Okay.
Because Reason's verse,
On
Mercy, it's worthy of 1,000 slaughtered cows.
Jeez, okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's fucking beautiful. Like, that's the reason that I liked.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I feel like, yes, dog, we see you. You know what I mean? You're my nigga and all that stuff. But I feel like you were wrong to say that you had the best verse on the track.
I don't think anyone can be wrong when they say they have the best whatever it is. It's their opinion. So
that's also true.
And that's your opinion
as a listener, it's my opinion.
Okay, here's the real question that I want to know. Do you think Tuli Stark should have been on the original? And if yes, who do you think should not have been on there?
Or who would you replace him with?
Or do you think the song is fine as is?
The song is fine as is.
Yeah.
Okay, there's one.
I'm not saying his verse is bad.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm just saying that the song is fine as is. I can't imagine where you'd put it.
Okay.
And who has to come off?
Granted.
For that.
All right,
but
well,
I would say that he should have been put on as an up and coming rapper. You know what I mean? Like
just
the
to
rappers,
grow the game.
Just to open the industry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
hashtag open up the industry.
Yeah, which is, you know, the, open. Yeah.
Which is what they didn't do that, I think, because it was him, Reason, and
Tywanda.
Yes. And then they cut him and put Ricky on, which is. I mean, I can't fight out. It's not my song, but I feel like they put the more famous guy on instead.
Yeah.
Not that Ricky sucked or anything, but that's I feel like that's what happened. They were like, is it gonna blow enough? We need a bigger name, or we need a more famous person.
Yeah.
Hey, bruh.
But can I tell you one thing?
I can tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Mercy is charting, dog. Like it's. Like yesterday, I was listening to regular ass radio frequency, right?
The way you said that, I don't know.
Right?
No, like they played it like a good 8 times within 2 hours.
That's dope.
That's dope, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but get in touch with us. Let us know your thoughts on, you know, the Mercy original versus the Thule Stark version. You can call us on 0861-555-189. You can tweet us at CliffCentralCom. You can Facebook us, Cliff Central. You can also WeChat us, also at Cliff Central. We're just having a big-ass conversation, man. So, yeah, just converse with us, man. Interact. Still on the new music front, Rouge has put out a follow-up single to Mbongo Zaga called Shebangwano. This joint isn't as much of a club banger, but it's a dope song, man. I really think Rouge is doing her thing right now, man. Yeah, shout out to Rouge, man.
Yeah, I dig her.
I actually think we need to have on the show.
Have we?
Are you sure?
Okay, I think
no,
that was
you guys haven't.
We haven't.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Bruce,
I
swear to God,
Gigi would know.
You haven't.
In fact, we should know.
Moms knows who comes in and out the house.
All right, so we need Rouge. We need Rouge on the show, man, real quick. Also, finally, in new music news, El Tito is putting out a brand new single on Friday called Banabakai, and because this is the Capital wrap up and we stay with the Nunu, we're actually going to play the song today.
Exclusive.
You know what I mean? So stick around. I am going to play it later on the show. Brand new El Tito, never been heard before, not even out yet. It's called Banabakai. Let's go a bit international with the news. Gangane. Tory Lanez has announced the date for his debut album. Nice. August 19th, and it's called I Told You. Yeah, I think it's gonna be a dope album, man.
I think there's pressure on him.
Mad pressure, yeah.
Yeah.
His mixtapes and the single. Say it blew up.
Yeah, like, hello.
Hello. Like,
so
are you guys excited for it though?
There's pressure.
Yeah.
Don't you guys think he's gonna switch it up though? Like,
I hope he
you
does.
Know how artists would be a little street on their mixtapes and then they try and make something more commercial for the album.
Yeah.
Don't you guys think he's gonna do that?
I think he might.
Yeah, he probably will.
Yeah.
He probably will. But I think with the with a record label like Interscope, they're probably gonna make him switch it up anyway.
Yeah.
Cause Interscope, they let the artists throw out the
to be honest
shit.
I'm gonna be honest now. I love Tory Lanez, to be honest. I love him, but yo, I'm getting tired of his sound. Like, he doesn't switch it up. It's
yeah,
the trap singing vibe, and then he switches the beat at the end, like, always. That's all he does.
It's from Canada.
Yeah, it's that Canada sound.
It's from Canada.
And like, really, I feel like if he doesn't switch it up, he's gonna, you know, lose his traction.
Yeah.
If he doesn't do something, I don't know, elevate a bit.
So what do you want different from Tory Lanez? More on the production side, or you want him to rap more? What do you want from Tory?
Yeah, rap more. And production in terms of beats, like, the beats are very similar. Like, it's just a...
Yeah, play Picasso.
Bass, like, you know what I mean?
Play Picasso, Play Picasso.
Yeah.
That guy's a fucking insane producer.
Yeah, it is Play Picasso, yes.
All right, cool. Speaking of Tory Lanez, man, did you guys see the video when he was playing basketball with one of his homies?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Jump shot. Wow. What kind of jump shot is that?
Wow.
I was like, Oscar can do better than that.
Wow.
Cat
went there with it.
Like,
but
you always got to take it there, homeboy.
Cat's controversial. Old school controversial.
I'm that guy, though. Like, I'm a real nigga.
Yeah, he has a fucked up jump. Did you see the video where... I think it was like, on Sway.
And then he got up and he still stayed
so
the
same height. So the
caption
is, do you guys remember when Tory Lanez stood up and stayed the same height?
Oh, wow.
So literally, he's laughing on a chair and he stands up. He looks like he stayed the same. Yeah,
like he did, dog.
I actually saw that. Yeah. Actually. I know with this jump shot, there was some guy who put up the video and he was like, Tory Lanez has the most sassy jump shot of all
time.
Someone said he looks like he got shot in midair. Shout out to Tory, aka Henry and Gwen.
And he actually responded. He was having fun with all the guys taking shots at him, and he's like, I don't know how my ugly ass jump shots be going in, but I'd be killing niggas. I don't believe him. I think I can kick his ass 1-on-1. Legit.
You want to put money in that?
Yo, we can. Easy.
Cap trust he's b-ball swag.
Yeah, Osmonzi.
He's
taking a couple of L's against me.
Oh, they've taken you to the hole.
Really? Is this true?
Cap, I was going to dab him.
And he's wearing a LeBron.
Cap can play ball. But now you took it further until I took L.
Is this true, Monty? Hey,
I don't want to get into
it. Stay taking weeks, my boy.
I actually think you guys should have a capital wrap-up basketball tournament. I think you guys should have a tournament and we should see it on the court.
We still owe people a cipher in
battle.
Yeah.
But can we discuss the rules of that battle? Because I done heard people's freestyles up in here. There needs to be a little bit of practice happening.
Oh my God.
Bro, who didn't impress you?
We call out.
Let's not go there. No, I'm not going to call out anybody. Because a lot of the people tend to be sensitive. I mean, there was one that came here and attacked Kat for having an opinion about him on a track.
Hey.
So I'm not dealing with yellow.
Funny enough, I spoke to that very same gent.
Yeah.
We're cool, we squashed it.
Okay, cool. That smashes, by the way, for anybody who doesn't
smashes. Know. But that's the thing.
Wait, where did you see him? What did you guys
at the trap house?
Okay, for those who don't know where the trap house
is. Oh, Kantari.
Oh.
So why didn't you just say that?
No, sorry, that's what I call it.
So you guys.
It's the trap house.
You went there and said, yo, I'm sorry.
No, I didn't say, hey.
I'm like,
look, dog, are we going to squash this or what? He's like, nah, B, I ain't even trying to hear you right now. I'm like, nigga, B? Let's talk like real niggas. You know what I mean?
If you yellow bones?
You saying that you're a real nigga, let's settle this shit like real niggas. And I was like, look, dog, it was my opinion. And he was like, nah, I hear what you're saying, but it's just the way you said it. I was like, all right, cool, dog.
Okay, but what I want to know, tell me the truth, Kat. Like, were you just trying to savor his feelings when you're like, I'm not saying you're bad. I'm not saying your verse is bad.
Yeah,
or did you really mean it?
I was trying to savor his feelings because I know the dude. So you know what I mean?
So you were actually just...
He's a cool, humble dude.
So you actually don't think he's a dope rapper?
I don't say he's not a dope rapper.
Yeah, but that's what I'm asking you now because
I think he's dope.
You were sugarcoating a lot. You threw in a couple of...
I think he's dope. Mm-hmm. I think he's dope, but as a swag rapper, not as a
what
rapper
is a
that
swag
can
rapper though.
Like a swag rapper.
But like, what does that mean?
You can, guys.
I'm listening. Well, listen, no, I don't,
what
you
does
just say guys?
A swag rapper is basically like people who do simple punchlines. Do you understand what I mean? But then
what is
when
simple,
you have
yeah,
dirty, rappers
never,
like
not made out of fudge, like what do you mean? Like what
wow.
is a swag rapper?
Yo.
Like no, I'm asking. That was an example.
Niggas who like flexing, like you know what I mean? Like niggas who like flexing. In a money way, or you know what I mean, and it's not through bars like metaphors, similes, God. You know that whole nine.
Okay, now all right, I get
cool,
it.
We get you.
I hear you, but I can't say I agree.
I don't agree either.
Yeah, cool. Cool. Moving along. Kanye West tweeted a rather.
Sorry, I just got a DM from somebody, and okay. They showed me something.
Wow, what is that?
That's a picture of Cap.
Shout out to my girl Nicole Bingham.
Let me see that.
Right?
Cap is throwing in the DMs. They're already
like,
screen munching us.
Why are there pictures of Cap in people's DMs? This is so awkward right
they
now.
They already screen munched Cap.
Are we supposed to be doing a new
Wait. So, I know this baby girl. Her name is Nicole Bingham, right? So, she's like, yo, who is that nigga in the picture that you RT'd? I'm like, which nigga? He's like, nah. Let me crop him out, and then I'll send you the picture and see what's good. Because we took a picture together at Durban July and shit, you know? So then she's like, wait, let me read it for you.
He's like,
I have a pic with that nigga. He was so drunk, he even asked me to take a picture at Steers in Durban.
Wow. So you know this, honey?
She knows.
Was this the spot,
yo,
Durban?
Yo, Nicole, please send the full picture. We'd like to see your full picture. Please send the
what
full
day was
picture.
This? Was it Sunday?
Bro, I don't even remember.
It has to be Sunday.
I don't even remember.
I was
wow.
with you.
Out of town camp is a problem.
Anyway, moving along. Back to the news.
You know?
Back to the news. Kanye West tweeted a touching message to his late mother on her birthday. The tweet went something like this. Nori asked if the airplane could take her to heaven
see
you for your birthday. I love you, Mom. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was insane.
Yeah, that was a bit sad, man. Moving along. Drake, apparently. Have you guys heard the new French Montana joint? No shopping?
Yeah, no shopping. Yeah.
So, you haven't heard it?
No.
Okay, cool, Shop. You should listen to it.
Can we not play it?
Maybe later.
I know.
So, anyway, in the joint, in Drake's verse at least, there's a couple of shots. Well, you know.
Subliminals,
yeah,
as usual.
You know, he makes a Pump It Up reference. he called someone a one-hit wonder. And he was like, you let me turn in the nigga that you almost was. Woo! So it sounds like he's taking shots at Joe Budden, but in an interview, French Montana was like, "Yo, man, this has got nothing to do with Joe Budden. We weren't even thinking about that guy when we made the song." But I mean, I think it's pretty obvious, man.
It has to be the Pump It Up references.
That's all we need.
How?
That's all we needed. Nah, definitely. That's all we needed. So make sure you listen to that. If we do get some time, we will play it before the end of the show.
Yo, like, Drizzy has this way of, like, just poking at niggas. Like,
yeah,
that.
He does.
But also Joe Budden, like, are we really going to take him seriously? Like,
I think
he's a glorified toilet at this point.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Wow. Like, he couldn't even make it on Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, my God.
That's a trash show. And you couldn't make it there.
No.
Homeboy got 3 seasons on Love and Hip Hop New York. He couldn't make it there.
Jesus.
Damn.
Save us.
Well, to be honest, he's telling the truth though. Like, I think he's just trying to get hot.
Mm. Yeah. So, yeah.
But he said he was going to retire, so we don't know now.
Yeah. No.
Light skinned niggas and indecision.
No, but I just think Joe Budden keeps jabbing because that's the only way he's going to get attention.
Yeah.
I'm not disputing that there could be bars there or whatever, but it's pointless. It's like being a TUT kid throwing, like, stones at a helicopter. That's what he's doing. It serves no purpose. He's done. He's done.
Yo, what an analogy.
I think if he really wants to get hard, why not just release songs? Make music.
Because he
and
can
he's
actually
a rap.
Rap.
Like, exactly. he can actually rap.
Right?
He's actually one of my, he's not my top five, but he's one of my favorite rappers.
Mm. Yeah, he shouldn't go mainstream, though. It's just not for him.
I think, can I tell you something? The best Joe Budden is when he's heartbroken.
Yeah.
Oh, like when Tahiri left him and said no to marrying him in Times Square? That kind of heartbroken.
Oh, wow.
What a, why?
I'm asking.
Why?
But that is the truth, though. That's it.
I just feel like I'm asking things that have happened.
I think we have a call on.
I just don't know how to answer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. We lost our corner.
Come on.
Yo, we had...
Like, you're so useless.
Cap, we have training for this. Like, they email us every couple months. Training.
Okay.
I think it was Nicole.
Yo, can we move on?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, not. Was it her?
I think it was Nicole.
Oh, man.
Oh, all right,
cool. Yeah. So anyway, Young Thug was airing out some of his baby mama drama on Twitter. Apparently, his baby mama called him unfit. But now he sent out like a bunch of tweets and they were fucking hilarious, man. These are some of the tweets that stood out. He's like, the whole house smells like piss, but I'm unfit. Hold on.
So you can have a kid.
My son chain broke and you put a safety pin on it, but I'm unfit.
Wow.
Like, you bring my kids to see me with shitty Pampers on, but I'm unfit. And he's like, don't ever try to embarrass me to the public, junkie hoe. Me or Quan don't want you.
Ho.
So I'm assuming she probably smashed Rich
Homie
Quan too.
She smashed the homie.
Yeah. So yeah, that was him airing out his dirty laundry. I find it fucking hilarious, man.
But why would you put your baby mama on blast like that? Like,
I don't know, man. He was probably fucked up.
Just let her go crazy by herself. That's what I do.
He was probably fucked up, and you know, you just get to a point. I'm assuming I don't have any kids, ladies. You just get to a point where you just can't take it anymore, man, and you just like fuck it.
That's true.
That fucking kicks in.
Yeah, it must have been. Because
I've seen, you know, Twitter's been blowing up lately. Just don't give a fuck no more.
Yeah, dog. Like, it's lit, eh?
Yeah.
Hella.
She's
hella lit, man.
One of my niggas. So
Let's let that one go. Let's let that one go. So Pharrell's partnered up with Adidas for a limited edition sneaker. It's called the HU NMD. And the HU stands for human, human race, humankind. And basically, it's just a shoe just to stand up against all the social ills happening all around the world.
We are the world. So
are the proceeds going to charity or something?
I actually don't know.
Now, I don't know what the point is then. If I'm just making Pharrell richer. Like, how are we benefiting
the races of us? I think the shoe itself makes a statement because it's got that big ass, it's got human race written in, like, huge. And, like, yo, that was terrible English. But anyway, like, it's like seeing that alone is just a constant reminder that as much as we may look different, we are all the same, you know? I don't know if any of the proceeds are going to charities or however. Yeah, but.
All right.
Kat, you wanted to say something?
Nah, like, you know, I don't understand how people could be, like, mad at people who say all lives matter.
No, don't do it, Kat. Don't do it. Don't do
but
it.
But we're talking about it.
Okay, don't okay, do okay, it. Okay.
But
I don't want this to be a discussion, right? This is something that I read very quickly. Basically, let's say all four of us are at a table.
I'm not saying that. Kat. Okay, sorry.
All four of us are at a dinner table, right?
Yeah.
The three of you have a plate of food.
Yeah.
I don't have a plate of food.
Yes.
All lives do matter. But I don't have a plate of food.
Yes.
And it's easy
Obama
for you.
Said
wait,
that in
wait.
A speech.
It's
yes.
easy for you with a plate of food to say all lives matter. And like it's a
but I ain't eating. I ain't eating.
I played.
How is my life matter?
I
mattering?
Paid in full.
Right.
I'm not eating.
Just think about that. Don't respond.
Can I tell you? I heard that. I heard that from Obama when he said that at the police funeral in Dallas and all that stuff. He included that in the speech. I'm not tripping, but I'm just saying, like, don't attack other people. Like, fine, get mad, but then don't attack the people who say it. Just ignore them.
Chap, let's ignore you.
That's what I'm saying. No, fuck you. No, I'm not saying that. I'm the blackest nigga in the world. Okay, I'm not dark, but you know what I mean? I'm black. I love black people. But all I'm saying to you is that don't... But retaliate with hate. That's what I'm saying.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
All I'm saying is that don't retaliate with hate.
If you're going to put it, let's just say I put it on social media. You put it out there. Somebody's going to get upset and retaliate.
That's my point. Don't retaliate with hate.
Shop.
Cool.
Yeah. Shop. Don't retaliate with hate. I agree
100%. Thank you.
Cool. 2 Chainz is set to open up his first nightclub in Atlanta, and it's gonna be called Escobar Lounge. And he was reaching out to some of his fans. He's like, yo man, he's looking for some reliable employees. So it's dope to see him at least, you know, creating some job opportunities for some people out there. Yeah, that should open up in the next month or so. Yeah, moving along. Fat Joe, Remy Martin and French Montana are working on another single together. Fat Joe said new single 1st of August.
You know it's not going to be as hard.
It's not going to be as hard.
You know, naturally I feel the same way.
It's not.
But you never fucking know.
You never know.
It's not going to be as hard.
But wait. Let me tell you something.
Didn't they record that
song not
knowing?
There's one guy. There's one guy that's always overlooked in terms of hooks.
Montana.
That's French.
Yeah.
Yeah.
French does the job though.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does.
He does the job.
So yeah. This is what Fat Joe had to say about the new single. It's like new single 1st August. It's called Looks Like I've Been Cooking. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Me, Remy, and French. We're going out to Dubai to shoot the video next week. We're gonna be acting real ignorant in the desert and look for some white tigers. I'm excited for this.
White tigers in the desert?
I'm excited. Yo,
that's
man.
Some uneducated shit right there. White tigers in the desert?
I don't think that's what he meant. I think he meant we're going to Dubai, we're going to get white tigers, we're going to be in the desert.
We're gonna,
not that they're going to be looking for
I'm not sure
for,
about the title of that song,
I'm just poking.
The title, it just doesn't...
Looks like I've been cooking.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah, but if someone came to you and said, yo, Fat Joe's got a brand new song called All The Way Up, and you've never heard it, you're like... I don't know.
I doubted it until I saw 50 talk about it. I'm like, all the way up, 50? Fat Joe? What's going on? And then I listened to it. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that joint straight out the park. First time you
Yeah, proper.
Yeah, first time. All right, cool. Moving along. Memphis Bleek laughed at reports that he filed for bankruptcy. Apparently, he filed for bankruptcy in March, saying that he only has $100 to his
name.
One
of my niggas told me, and I was like, what happened to, even if I die in my will somewhere?
No, but
he
can
just
go
back and chill somewhere.
Come on.
In my head, I was like, this nigga has been chilling a little bit too long with Jay-Z.
But apparently...
even if I die in my will somewhere. Come on.
You
know
what I mean? Apparently,
they're telling you, dog, you can chill.
Kick back and chill somewhere. Oh, yeah. Like when I saw that, I was like, how did you fuck it up?
Yeah, what happened?
In my head, I was like, oh snap, is that what Why I Love You was about?
Okay, but
like, on Watch the Throne.
You guys also
you don't
want to listen.
Okay, okay, listen.
They love doing this shit. You
I
say
actually
like
have
one
the
thing.
Answer for what you guys are whiling about.
That's the thing. You say one thing and they while. And they come up with like 50 million stories, and by the time you actually tell them what's going down, it has nothing to do with
like,
the
remember when they
it.
Thought AK and Kevin
oh
did the joints
no,
together?
Like,
no,
way.
No,
no,
you guys lost your mind for nothing.
Let me finish the story. Here's the answer to how Jay-Z is involved in this whole situation. So Bleek said in an interview, I called Jay one day and I was like, yo, I've been doing music since I was 16 years old. I want to do something different. Something that I think I can't do. And he was like, yo, you ready to put in this work? So he's like, yeah, of course. Come to the office. So he went by the office and he had this bottle, the bottle of Douce. And he's like, yo, this new liquor we pushing, I want to bring you on board. So Bleek was like, yo, whatever you want me to do, I'm there. So apparently Memphis Bleek is involved with Douce. I don't know if he's a partner.
I saw an interview where he said he was involved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, so these are just rumors. We can't take everything as the truth. But
oh, it's just rumors.
So,
okay.
So Jay-Z is still, you know, stretching and helping him out. So...
oh, so it's just rumors that he's broke.
Yo, man, I don't know how true it is. This is just, you know, I don't know if the source.
Yo, I'd be sad, boy.
Yo, boy. Broke. Like,
what? Bleek
you know
could be
what
a hit away
I'm
his
like,
whole career. As long as I'm alive, he's a millionaire. And even if I die, he's in my will somewhere. What? And even if I die, he's in my will somewhere.
But you killed it. Like,
so he can just kick back and chill somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, Jay-Z lied.
No, you know what I mean? And like after I saw that, I was like, "Dog, so is that what Why I Love You was about on Watch the Throne?" I was like, you know what I mean? Like I listened to Jay-Z's verse, like I dissected it proper, and I was like, "Oh snap, he's talking about Bleek."
Mm.
You know what I mean? But then in my head, I'm like, "No, but wait, man, like you know what I mean?"
He's his little homie.
You
like,
know
yeah.
Like, come on, B.
So the Game and Snoop Dogg hosted a gang summit in South LA. In light of recent events, they were just helping people come together, black people come together, because the Game's a Blood, Snoop is a Crip, and they managed to get a whole bunch of Crips and Bloods in the same place without any violence, which is a big deal if you know anything about you know gangs and hip hop. The protest was also attended by Minister Louis Farrakhan, aka Cat, and the mayor of LA, Eric Garcetti. So, it's good to see, you know, guys with their influence doing something positive and, you know, pushing, you know, like a good agenda.
Excuse you.
Yeah, excuse me. Mike Will made it, but nobody heard that, you know, because I'm smart and I switched the mic off. But anyway, so Mike Will made it shares how his trip to South Africa inspired him to make Gucci's new album, right?
I got Mike Will's homie's number. When he was here.
Okay, can I tell...
I'm so
upset.
Like, I'm sitting there, like, plus 45, whatever the number is.
Okay,
I'm
so
like,
why did you take
so
his
why
number
you
first
okay.
Question?
Monkey, why you have some other nigga's number? Like, what's going on?
I have Mike Will's number.
Is there something?
No, it's niggas
what
number.
What are you going to do with it?
Niggas number.
Oh. No.
You'll go, yo, dog, I'm going to
like, I just want to know, what are you going to do with it?
No, you see, we're in the club. You see what happened? You're in the club.
What happened was,
yeah. Guys, happened I keep in the telling club. You know, I keep telling you that Monty secretly wants to be a trap artist.
Yeah.
He's probably recording trap songs behind closed doors.
Yeah, like, even when we're like, in here, he's always on his phone. Yeah. Like, no, he's like, writing lyrics like he's.
And no one believes me, and I've known this guy for a really, really long time. And I just feel like is there something you want to tell
no,
us?
No, like I said, I was in the club. Shit happens in the club, man. Yeah,
so what were you doing with the number?
What did you tell him?
Did you throw bones and ask for the number? Wow. Like, how did the number
let
come out?
Throw bones.
Like, how? Why are numbers being exchanged between
bones.
Men?
Throw bones.
I'll tell you, let me tell you what happened.
Yeah, tell us
well,
what happened.
Actually, my homie, his name is Bakari. He's American.
Yeah.
He was like,
Why do you have to tell us his nationality?
Because it relates to the story. He just went up to him, and the guy heard the accent. He's like, oh, he's one of us. And they spoke, said, yo, my homie throws events. He took my phone, greeted him. He's like, yo, take my number. He's like, we're still around for a while. Holla at us. And then we never did.
You slept on it.
Okay.
Cap, I'm going to get you on mic. Cap.
Hold on. I want to tell you a cooler story than the one you just told me, right? So basically, like I said, Mike Will said that his trip to South Africa inspired Gucci's album, right? And he's like, yo, when this is Mike Will speaking. He's like, when this shit comes on in the club, this shit has to sound like an earthquake. When I went to South Africa for the first time, I heard a lion roar. I had heard no shit like that in my life ever. This has to be that. This has to be sounding on some what the fuck from top to bottom, right? So the cool story, cooler story than Monty's, is I was actually at the Lion Park with Mike Will.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
And I was like, we were all in the same safari car. And like, literally when there was like, there was a pride of lions, and like the big fucking lion like roared. And all of us were like, what the fuck was that? So roar that he's talking about, like,
yeah.
I heard
you
this
were
right
there.
Now.
You
I
were
like,
there.
Okay, Cap story better. I
remember that, Cap. Why didn't you like get a number, like get a feature?
Cap is on SABC News.
Get an ad lib on the new Rush Rimmer or something.
Because I ain't got the budget for a Mike Will beat, fam. Like, damn.
This nigga will be like, sending voice notes for no reason. Like, yo, it's Capital.
I remember that when they were around that same night at the club. So Cap was performing.
Yeah.
And Ray Shrimmer were there in the VI. They heard his track. They jumped on with him.
Yeah.
No, whiling out.
There.
Yeah, they were whiling out
there.
While Cass was performing.
Me,
I ain't see you.
I have my the photos on Instagram.
Listen.
Take the fucking record.
Photoshop also works.
So they whiling out with Casper while he's performing.
Yeah.
And then Michael was standing behind him. Casper finished performing. He turns around. He's like, oh shit, Mike Will. Then he like bows down to him or whatever. Then Casper drops the mic. He walks over. He says, yo, call me. I'm like, yo. This guy just told Mike Will to call him. He walked away.
No, but they did exchange numbers.
I know, but just the way it looked from like the public perception, he just like dropped, yo, call me.
He had a groovy moment. <never. laughs>
Nah. All right, bringing things back home. Speaking of Casper, actually, he has announced the date for Philip Orlando Stadium, 29th of October, 2016. He's aiming for 40,000 people, man. And I was actually with him on Sunday.
That's a Tory Lane shot, that one.
He seems quite confident, man. He's like, yo, man, he's so ready, he's so excited about that. So we do wish Casper all the best. Make sure you go get your tickets. They are on sale between 300 and 450 rand.
What was that?
So 450, I'm assuming, is Golden Circle.
450 is Golden Circle. 350 is general standing. And 300 bucks in the stands.
Whispering. People can hear you. You want a mic, yo.
Yo, if you want to say something that relates to the story, say something. If you don't.
No, because when you were talking about it, she was like, nah. Like, she had that look on her face.
I genuinely didn't say anything.
Are you going to be around for that?
Yes, I am. I'm back for good.
Are you back for good?
For now.
Are you going to go to the show?
I don't know.
You didn't have a chance to go to the Dome.
I wasn't going to go to the
Dome. That was a life-changing experience.
Oh. Oh, okay.
That was a dope experience at the
Dome. Yeah, the Dome was incredible, man.
I thought it was insane. Yo.
Oh, and the DVD is coming out later this year, speaking of the Dome.
In fact, what happened to that song that he released? Like, you know when he was making his way to that platform that he was on when he was raised? Like, there was some cartoon thing that he played. Some cartoon video.
Yeah. Yo, I walked out before the platform came up. I had a gig, fam.
Ah, fuck. So you superstar ass nigga.
No, bro. I'm a working ass nigga. Like,
nah, it's superstar ass nigga.
Nah.
You working cast.
Were you there? Were you there, Monty?
You working cast.
I was not.
You were not there.
I couldn't make it, though.
Okay.
Probably smashing somebody.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay. So,
alrighty.
Books has signed a deal with Universal Records. It's a full artist deal, but he did say that this will not affect his affiliation with Solo and Better Gang. Better Gang will still be around. Better Gang will still put out music, but as a solo artist, Books is now signed to Universal Music.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it's dope. I hope that they have all the structures that he needs that'll make him like a proper, you know, established artist. Because I really believe in the guy, man. I think he's.
I hate it when that happens, eh? I really hate it when you hear like this hullabaloo about this person being signed.
Yeah.
You know, and then like 3 years later, dolulu.
I mean, but look, I think, especially recently in South Africa, it's been a very independent market, you know, until the likes of Ambitious, until the likes of Mabala. So I guess it's becoming a norm to kind of sign to a label again now. Yeah. So yeah, man, let's see what comes from that. Let's see what comes from that.
Hopefully, yeah, like, you know, hopefully all the artists that are trying to get their shine on get their shine eventually, you know.
Exactly.
Because I mean, we've been hearing the same people year after year, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, spread love, spread love.
Alright, cool.
That sounded like a shot, but anyway.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, man, yo, man. Yo, man, happy birthday to Ricky Rick, man.
Yeah.
It's actually his birthday.
Ricky.
So,
happy.
Mikado.
Yeah. Send him some love. Man, tell him you found out on the Capital Wrap Up that it's his birthday.
yeah.
You can actually
pass the message.
You can actually check out the clip on YouTube. Oh, did you wish him happy birthday?
Yeah, he actually replied. He replied to everybody.
Oh, shit. That's dope. I mustn't put him in Twitter jail. Remember Twitter jail?
Yes.
Yeah.
Niggas with BlackBerry were like,
That was so jealous.
I feel like Twitter jail is the reason why people went to get iPhones, because people were getting stuck on their
Was that
a BlackBerry thing?
Huh?
Was that a BlackBerry thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think you're lying.
I also think he's lying, man.
Yeah. Okay, I could be wrong.
I could be wrong.
All right,
cool. So earlier on, I did promise you guys that we are going to play you guys something that you've never heard before. Brand new exclusive. It's the brand new Altito. I don't want to talk too much, man. It's called Banabakai, and it goes a little something like this. As promised, that is the brand new El Tito. Banabakai comes out this Friday. Make sure you get it, man. Check it out on iTunes. Check it out. Follow El Tito for all the details, man. I literally just got the song from him earlier on today just to make sure I play the exclusive on the Capital Wrap Up. But
yo, where has his bedroom music been?
Wow, I actually didn't realize what was playing.
No, you see, the problem is I won't lie, I picked up the wrong headphones. So, these ones were already adjusted to my level and everything.
Okay.
So, the brand new El Tito Banabakai comes out on Friday. Follow El Tito on all social pages, L_Tito. And, yeah, all the details for that joint are out there. Monty, anything you want to say in closing?
Yeah. Brum Beach Party, 8th of October. Get your tickets.
Yeah.
Follow Until_ZA.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about to be a big one. Capital playing out there.
Watch out.
You know, apparently he's doing a crazy set. Oh, like, wow.
No pressure.
Yo, I'm bringing my drummer out there. So
he's pulling out midgets. It's gonna be naked women, and yo, it's gonna be crazy.
Yo, Chi Chi looking at you like you're lying. That's the problem. Chi Chi, anything you want to say in closing?
Damn, South Africa's cold. Shit.
Oh, yeah? What'd you bring me from India, girl?
I brought my own damn self.
Come on.
Cat, what up?
Hey, yo. I just like to say, all this time, I love doing this shit with you niggas.
Oh, yeah, but you don't have the world's longest time. But
But I'm just showing love. Fuck.
Okay.
Can I show love? I appreciate you, motherfuckers. Okay.
We appreciate you too.
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Shout out to Nicole. I'll holler at you later, girl.
Shout out to Nicole, yo, and stop exposing my drunk ass. Yo, we're gonna play out with that brand new DJ Kego featuring Dream Team and Tribal. It's called Checks. Follow DJ_Kego, and I think the song's up on Slicker on Life. This podcast will also be up on Slicker on Life. So yeah, see you guys next week, 3 p.m.
This is CliffCentral.com.